With all the GLP-1 companies out there, how does someone know which one's actually reliable?
I tell people to look at four things. Is it safe? Does it work? Is it affordable? And will you actually get clinical support? When you use that filter, one brand keeps standing out, Bleve. They use U.S. pharmacies. People see results close to the research, about 18% weight loss. It's around $4 a day, and they include nurse support at no extra cost. And full disclosure, I actually use them. I signed up during my lunch break and got approved before I even left work.
Okay, I just Googled it while you were talking, and yeah, it really does look simple. For anyone listening who wants to check it out, where should they go?
It's joinbleve.com, spelled B-L-I-V.
So if you've been curious about GLP-1s, joinbleve.com might be a good place to start.
Hey there, welcome to episode 374 of Find Your Food Voice. And this episode is all about what the hell is a food voice and what is it instead of food freedom or food peace? Like, why am I making this distinction? This episode is going to help you understand all of that. And I hope it helps you to clarify what you're looking for as you are basically beating off diets with a stick, trying to just navigate this world and help heal your complicated relationship with food. So this is kind of, this is an episode that I hope helps you understand where I'm coming from, but then also, and most importantly, helps you to clarify what you need as you are recovering from all this dieting bullshit. So if you're new to me, if you've never listened to this podcast or YouTube channel before, welcome. My name is Julie Duffy Dillon, and I'm a seasoned dietitian. I've been a dietitian since 1999. And yes, so that means I lived through Y2K and all of the like heroin chic, skinny crap that comes from it. And I was learning to become a dietitian and all of that. And a few years into learning how to become a dietitian, as I was like a new dietitian, just 3 years into being a dietitian, I realized how harmful diets were and actually how they didn't help or work, whatever that means, for most people. And I actually almost quit. I got things prepared to get a master's degree in mental health counseling. And I got into a really great program that happened to be just 10 minutes from my house. Was super excited. And I told the dietitian who I was training to take over my position as I was leaving this job. I was like, hey, just want to let you know a secret. I'm never going to be a dietitian again. You just witnessed my last diet instruction. And she said, oh no, Julie, why don't you want to be a dietitian anymore? And I explained to her what I just told you. You know, I didn't think diets work. I thought they were harmful. And she said, oh, well, I get that. I'm with you and all that. And have you read Intuitive Eating? I did not read it. As I started my master's program in counseling, again, still gung-ho that I was going to be leaving dietetics. I think I was about a year into the program when I finally read Intuitive Eating, probably on a summer break because it was the only time I had anything to, any time to read anything. And that's when I realized that I was not the only dietitian rejecting diets. And hey, I don't need to leave diets. But now I have this degree in counseling that I was working for and I eventually finished that helped me to just be better at helping and better at helping you feel the things that come from rejecting diets. And I'm so glad that I connected with that book. And for many of you, you may have read Intuitive Eating, or if you are new to things like food freedom or food peace and you haven't read Intuitive Eating, if you're listening to this before March of 2025, read Intuitive Eating. If you're listening to this after, I still recommend it. It's a very good book, especially the latest edition. But just know I'm also in the process of editing my book, Find Your Food Voice. And I hope it helps you to build the arsenal of like tools that you need, like a food voice toolkit to help you find your food voice. And anyone who's doing that work, I call you a voice finder. And there's a reason why I do that, because how you define this recovery is going to be on your terms, based on your identity, your lived experience, and your goals. And every voice finder has their own way of connecting to that. And I think that's so beautiful. And that will help more people access these same tools. So before we go any further, I'm really proud of the definition of food voice that I wrote as I was writing the Find Your Food Voice book. And to give you a little backstory, I don't know if you enjoy behind the curtain kind of things, like around 2020, I mentioned in the last episode, I realized that food peace was not a phrase that connected anymore with what I was hoping to do as people are rejecting diets. I didn't feel at home in my brain anymore as I was starting to witness the racism and other oppressive systems. As more people were helping me to appreciate them, peace with food, while it's still something that I want everyone to have, it just didn't seem accessible to everyone. And I didn't want to limit who I was helping to just one group of people with the most privilege. I want everyone to experience a peaceful relationship with food, including someone who is experiencing food insecurity because of poverty, or someone who is experiencing starvation because of genocide. Like, everyone gets to, like, I want everyone to be able to experience food peace. And the way that we can do that is through coming together. So to define it took me many years. And in 2022, I wanted to redo my website. I knew that I did not want to work one-on-one with people anymore because, like many of my colleagues, I had burned out. Doing the work, one-on-one work of helping people recover is something that not enough people appreciate, the experience of holding trauma and how draining it is for the nervous system. And for me, as an Enneagram 4, I call myself an empath. I'm definitely a highly sensitive person. When I experience feelings, they're very heavy for me. And I didn't do enough on my self-care over 20 plus years. And so I did burn out. And so I knew I wanted a new website where I could basically share my podcast and anything I wrote, and instead of working one-on-one with people, because I just knew that my own nervous system couldn't do that work anymore. Like, that was not my work to do anymore. We have many colleagues who are able to do a much better job than I can in that area. And so as I was trying to redo my website, the folks who were helping me to do that, I mentioned to them that I didn't really feel connected anymore to the term food peace, even though I had trademarked it, even though I called myself a food peace promoter on my podcast. Like, that was part of my introduction every single time. And they helped me brainstorm. Like, we did this mega brainstorming session, and someone threw out the word, or the phrase rather, food voice. And that came from kind of this compilation of, I wanted someone to be able to describe their relationship with food that not only helped themselves, but helped them to fuel their voice to help make the world better, to fix oppressive systems, and to help people who don't have as much access to tools to recover their relationship with food. So then it can be more accessible. So when food voice got thrown out there, I was like, that's it. So here's the official definition that I came up with. Again, it took me 2 years, from 2022 to 2024, to come up with this.
IP Vanish protects every device you own, your phone, your laptop, your smart TV. If it connects to the internet, it should be protected. IP Vanish encrypts your connection and masks your IP address, helping keep your browsing private at home and on public Wi-Fi. And with no device limits, one account covers everything. Stream with added privacy. Browse securely. Connect with confidence. Right now, save 83% off the 2-year plan. Get started today at ipvanish.com/audio and take control of your privacy with IP Vanish.
Definition, and it was when I was about 2/3 of the way done writing Find Your Food Voice, I finally came up with this definition. So I hope my publisher doesn't mind, but I'm sharing this before it's released. So if you're listening, just know you're getting an extra special bonus because this is in my book. So food voice is a noun, and it's an internal system each human was born with to communicate when to eat, how much, and what choices to consume based on what is available. This communication may be through body awareness, like hunger, fullness, fatigue, mood, or satisfaction. This communication may also be through thoughts and feelings or guided by structured self-care techniques. One's food voice will be unique to the individual, yet always flexible, kind, and nurturing. Its primary function is to help the person prioritize eating enough. It is a knowing with unconditional permission for food, yet compassionate when outside circumstances block access. So I have that official definition below in case you're like me and very visual and want to see it again. But I want to spell out a little bit on why I name certain things in this. If you've read intuitive eating, or maybe just listen to other people's interpretation of intuitive eating, you probably have heard of like a hunger fullness scale. So basically learning how to eat when you're hungry and stopping when you're full. That is just so lacking nuance from what the authors intended. But it's also because of who uses a lot of intuitive eating words now are like diet systems. You know, there's a lot of dieting practitioners or people who push diets or diet companies or GLP-1 providers who like use intuitive eating and the hunger fullness scale and things like that to promote their tools and their products. And it's not purely just eating when you're hungry and stopping when you eat for many reasons. And it's because we get messages to eat outside of hunger and fullness if you do have access to hunger and fullness, and there's still permission to eat outside of that. Otherwise, it's just a diet. And it only allows certain people who have that interceptive awareness or just feel connected to body sensations. And there are many people close to me that describe themselves as neurodivergent, whether they're on the autism spectrum or have ADHD or many different ways that people have come to describe themselves as neurodivergent and don't resonate with hunger, fullness, and satisfaction cues in the body. And at least 1 in 5 people identify as neurodivergent, and it's probably more than that. And so do people who identify as neurodivergent or otherwise don't connect with hunger, fullness, satisfaction cues, don't they deserve also to help their complicated relationship with food? Hell yes. I know you agree with me, whether you experience that or not. And so I know for many folks, they use self-care thoughts. They may use a clock to help remind them to eat. And that is also a part of making sure you get enough, because the foundation of finding your food voice is prioritizing eating enough. It's always eating enough. And whatever you need to get there, that's to me is the next best choice. Whatever you need and whatever you have access to have enough to eat. And that's where it can become very uncomfortable for many people who are not aligned with me. So I'm a big proponent of permission for shelf-stable food. Foods that may have some negative connotations, maybe called, quote, bad. those are foods that stay on the shelf for a long time and can be super accessible. And if you don't have access to enough food regularly, or you rely on a food pantry or food deliveries because of the famine you're experiencing, or again, because of food insecurity, then getting enough food is always the most important, right? So that's part of finding your food voice. And again, so that's the primary function. And so however you do that, I want you to access that. And how I connect with my food voice, that innate knowing with unconditional permission for food and compassion when I can't do that, that knowing, however you access it, however it sounds or feels, or, you know, however you're connecting to it, that's right for you. And I want you and every human on the planet to be able to access that. And there are three qualities that I have found to be universal, that this knowing is flexible, kind, and nurturing. I want your food voice. I say I want. Your food voice is like the sweetest, most compassionate, warm hug that is consensual, that is hoping to help you to release all the gook, all the negative connotations, all the self-doubt, and wants to provide back to you the nurturing and kindness and flexibility that you need to prioritize eating enough. So that's your food voice. If you are like, okay, you've piqued my interest, Julie, keep listening to the podcast. This next coming up like season, I don't know, I really don't break down my podcast into seasons, but like this summer was a shit show. And so I had to prioritize some self-care while I'm also editing the book, going through divorce, all that stuff. But as we're gearing up for more content again, keep listening, because we're going to be continuing to dive into this. And the Find Your Food Voice podcast is a free resource. But if you would like to help us to continue to make it, again, this is an independent podcast where we have a team and also an editor. And those are things that cost money. Of course, I want to pay folks who work for me a livable wage. I only will do that. Of course, like editing is something that also costs money. So if you would like to support us financially, there is a link below. If you can't support us financially, listening to the show is a huge thing for us. Listening to any dynamic ad that is inserted in the podcast, even if they're annoying, I try my best to make sure I don't have any ads in there that are diety. They're usually probably like about mattresses or plumbing or airplanes or something like that. And even though it may not relate to you, if you can just listen to it, that helps us also, because that means that we'll be paid for that ad. And leaving a 5-star review, like doing any of those things, those free things, also is a huge boost for us as an independent podcast. And if you want to stay connected, especially as I'm releasing Find Your Food Voice, I will have some really cool pre-sale offers that I'm developing right now that are still kind of marinating on and like making them into some really cool shit. But as I do that, stay connected with me, because then you can join us. And so join 8,000 plus other fellow voice finders, and you can do that by a link below. All right. So I look forward to seeing you next time on the Find Your Food Voice podcast. But until next time, take care.
IPVanish protects every device you own, your phone, your laptop, your smart TV. If it connects to the internet, it should be protected. IPVanish encrypts your connection and masks your IP address, helping keep your browsing private at home and on public Wi-Fi. And with no device limits, one account covers everything. Stream with added privacy. Browse securely. Connect with confidence. Right now, save 83% off the 2-year plan. Get started today at ipvanish.com/audio and take control of your privacy with IPVanish.